So, all right. So there's so much to discuss here because we heard the governor's press conference yesterday, and boy, did he look and sound miffed, and really miffed at his own party. So I want you to get some clarification on something. I'm gonna describe something, and I want to get your opinion. All right.
Yep.
So. He says he's taking it off the table for this year. And I've been saying all along, they're going to wait until the election is over because you're phenomenal, man. You really spearheaded a movement, where you vote for tolls, you lose at the polls. So I think what they're going to do is bypass that. They're going to get through their election in November, come back in January when it's the long session, and then they'll be able to get, and of course there'll be a brand new bill there with different language. So they're going to have time to work on that. In other words, after the election and then the beginning of the longer session next year, it'll get resurrected because I don't think it's dead permanently. Now, others say that, well, hold on a second, because if you heard Martin Looney and Bob Duff, they said there's even time this year. They've got something in their back pocket concerning the transportation bills, implementing tolls, and that, hold on, we may even be able to bring this out as soon as next week. So there's a hodgepodge. What is your opinion, Patrick?
So a lot of people called me right away yesterday when this all broke, right, in the afternoon. I had no idea this was coming,
okay.
And I just started getting phone calls, the media and everything else. I didn't get a chance to catch the governor on TV to see the actual press conference, so I tried, gaining some information, finding, okay, what's really going on? What's he saying? What's his tone of voice? Well, later, as the night came, I started getting a chance to listen, and I started hearing the questions from the media, and that's when I found out that, yes, the Senate, like 5 minutes before he went on, put a note out saying, oh, no, we have the votes. So I don't want to do a victory lap yet.
No, good.
Yeah. I feel that the governor took that opportunity to show his frustration, but by no means do I think this thing is dead. I've said this for 2 years now that I've been fighting this, and it comes back to one word, the word trust. I don't trust that this tolling bill or this tolling idea is dead. You're 100% correct about they can vote on this next week if they want. You're 100% correct, Gary, that next year they can vote on this after the November election.
That's what I'm erring towards more.
Absolutely. So as much as I really want to celebrate today because the governor really, in a way conceded, but he is also, he's very slick on how he says things sometimes, And if you listen real close to that press conference yesterday, I took it as basically he said, hey, the tolling bill is there. If you guys are going to vote, vote. If not, I'm going to start working on some other things, but it's out there. So I'm not going to let my guard down. I think the people in Connecticut are smart enough, to recognize that the trust is still broken in Connecticut. Nothing has been done yet to prove to any of us that we can now trust Hartford. So I'm not so ready to just celebrate just yet.
Oh, that's smart. Because it just reminds me of those sports teams that think they have it in the bag and then only to end up with egg on their face, because they started celebrating too quickly.
Right.
All right.
Well, so, look, they might want to throw us off the trail a little bit. And, we might let our guard down. And next thing you know, wham, they're voting on this thing. And they think, okay, good. The no-tolls people are sleeping.
So it could be strategy then.
Of course. Yeah, I've been at this for too long now to just walk away and go,
of course,
have a piece of cake and celebrate. So,
well, okay.
No, not yet.
Well, it's really one chamber not trusting the other, hence the reason why they were going to split the 12 tolling gantries into half and make it two separate bills where, all right, you one chamber, you do this six, you vote on this bill containing these six, and then we'll take the other six in another bill, and then once we vote them through, we'll swap and vote,
Right. Right. Look, Gary, you're right, and I think my gut tells me they don't have the votes. Obviously, if they did, they would have voted on this many months ago or weeks ago or whenever. But you're right. It got to the point that it just turned silly. It turned into a bit of a circus. I think the media latched on to that and said, wait a minute, guys, you're going to do what? This has never happened in the history of our state. And that's, to me, threw up a red flag. if you are going to change the way we pass bills in the state of Connecticut to try to jam this through, then you know there is a problem with the bill.
Yeah.
You know there will be repercussions if you put this thing through. So I think they kind of set the stage by, you know, coming up with all these cockamamie ideas. And, I think you're right. I think maybe a little egg in their face. I think they maybe pushed it a little too far and people finally said, okay, wait a minute. What is going on here? This has been a very interesting road we've traveled down, but I don't think we've hit the dead end yet.
No, I agree with you. A couple of days ago, I was having coffee with a couple of people. One of them happens to be a diehard card-carrying Democrat. Nice as pie, too. Actually, he doesn't even like talking politics. I think he's so far left that he knows he's just a real far left guy, and we just don't talk about that, because he's it doesn't make him a bad person, just ill informed. We ended up talking about this tolls thing, and he goes, I have to, Gary, I'm glad you're sitting down for this, because you wouldn't believe it unless you were sitting in front of me right now. And I said, well, what's on your mind? And he goes, yeah, I don't like what the state Democrats are doing. And my head almost spun. I'm like, oh, whoa, yeah. This from you? And he's like, yeah, this is not the way to get it done. And they're going to regret if they split this bill and take both chambers, take it up at the same time and do something that's really not technically not uncharted territory. I guess it's a convoluted way they can get it done legally, but there's a lot of hoops to jump through. He says, That's not the way to do it. They're going to regret that if they choose to go that route. And that's coming from a hardcore Democrat. So,
Well, and I think there's a lot of others like him out there who, our movement took off too, with Democrats, independents, Republicans. I mean, people recognize that this thing from the beginning was not the direction, but you're right. I think as people saw what they were trying to pull off, I think a lot of people were like, wait a minute, what is going on here?
All right, so what is next then for No Toll CT? You just said it a moment ago. You're not gonna lay down and rest on, okay, well, no victory lap yet. Where do you go from here?
Well, I think what's going to happen is we're going to watch to see what the next few days bring. Okay. We've got to keep our ear to the ground. We have to see what the chatter is up there in Hartford and really just stay focused. I still encourage people to follow us on social media, our No Toll CT Facebook page. Follow our website, notollct.org. And, things can change. As Gary, you've been involved in this.
Oh, yeah.
Things can change overnight. So people need to stay vigilant. They need to just continue, staying focused. And, we got to give a few more days or a week or so, and let's just kind of see what the chatter is. But I think we can take a little bit of a breath. Mm-hmm. But we're not done with this battle.
Okay, so let me one final question, then I got to let you go because we got a break.
Sure.
When do you think, I'm not going to use the word or the phrase victory lap because this will come back next year if worse comes to worse this year. But when will you be able to say, okay, I think we're good for this year? Will that be March 1st? Will that be the middle of March? Because it's a short session.
Yeah,
so
I would say probably if we can get through a couple more weeks, yes, I would feel better because obviously every day we're ticking closer to November. Okay. And that's really what is in the back of all of their minds right now. And that's really what's kind of holding a lot of them back from voting. And listen, that's when the real fight begins, is going to be this November. And I'm convinced if we don't flip some seats in November, if we don't get some of these people out that have been diehard toll fans out in November, they will definitely put this thing through in 2021.
Now,
people need to start getting engaged now in these campaigns, find out who's for and against these ridiculous taxes that they're putting on us.
Yeah.
And the people need to get out and make a difference. They need to vote.
Don't make me do this. If I've got to throw my hat in the ring again, I was enjoying the morning radio of Connecticut political talk. But if I got to throw my hat in the ring again, I'll do it if I have to.
This might be the time. The momentum has definitely changed in the state of Connecticut. This may be the time.
All right. Well, Patrick, I can't thank you enough for not just for being with us this morning, as always, but also for your activism. You have set the bar high, my friend. Wow.
Well, thank you. And, Gary, I've had a tremendous team working on all this.
You're right.
I can't thank them enough. I can't thank you, your listeners, Brad, everyone that has been involved that did something. Whether you signed a petition or made a phone call, you did something to help this movement, and I can't thank people enough.
You keep up the good work. I know you're not going to rest right now too easily, and we'll be back in touch. We'll have you right back on within a matter of a week or two.